Hey there, freedom-loving carnivores. It's Jeff Dornick from Freedom First Network, and I've got a message for you. Are you tired of feeling like your beef choices are under siege? Well, fellow patriots, it's time to fight back with Prepper All Naturals. That's right, folks. In a world where the beef industry is under constant attack, Prepper All Naturals is here to stand tall and proud as a veteran-owned beacon of quality, taste, and freedom. When the guys at Prepper All Naturals set out to provide you with the finest beef products, they knew they had a duty to defend America's beef legacy, and that's why we're proud to partner with them, bringing you the best of what this great land has to offer. Whether it's their succulent freeze-dried beef cubes or their premium freezer boxes packed with steaks and roasts, we're redefining what it means to enjoy beef today and tomorrow. And let me tell you, folks, their freeze-dried beef isn't just delicious, it's built to last. With proper stores, their beef cubes can maintain their quality and freshness for up to a decade, ensuring you'll never have to compromise on taste or nutrition. But wait, there's more. They're not just in the business of selling beef. They're in the business of defending freedom. That's why they promise to never sell you anything less than 100% all-American natural beef. No lab-grown imposters, no experimental jabs, and certainly no compromises with the woke agenda. So, fellow beef enthusiasts, join us in our mission to protect America's beef legacy. Visit freedomfirstbeef.com and use code FFN for 15% off your order. Because when you choose Prepper All Naturals, you're not just eating well today, you're eating well tomorrow. And together, we'll ensure that beef remains a symbol of freedom for generations to come. Prepper All Naturals, where beef meets freedom.
It's hard to know who to trust anymore. Many so-called conservatives in the media are either ideologically lukewarm or they're outright shills for the establishment. But when you listen to J.D. Rucker Live, you know you'll get a fearless, America First perspective that is based on a biblical worldview. Here's J.D. Rucker.
Anybody who's watched my show on a regular basis, or if you've only seen it a few times, chances are you are very well aware that most of the stories that I talk about are going to be negative. Okay, it's going to be bad news. There's lots of bad news out there, and I feel that my show is designed to alert people when there's points that they need to know about, whether it's the Great Reset, the border crisis, anything. I mean, the rise of cultural Marxism, the continued rise of cultural Marxism. The plans of the globalist elites, food shortages, economic crisis, economic collapse, potentially in the future. All these things are pretty bad. And I get reminded sometimes, you know, we do this show on various networks. Obviously, Rumble, Brighteon, BitChute are the primaries. We also, this goes live at Red State Talk Radio and plays over at America Out Loud Talk Radio. And there's, of course, Apple Podcasts. Gosh, there's a lot of various places that goes out. And I get told by some of the producers of the show, because there are multiple, because of the way that it gets out there, I get told by some of the producers that I'm too negative, that I don't talk about enough positive news. And I understand that, you know. Sometimes I have to remember that my, you know, I have a higher tolerance, I would say, than a lot of people for bad news, simply because, I mean, to me, this life is just temporary. It's just a stepping stone. It's just an opportunity for us to make the right decisions. And assuming that we make that right decision, which is to embrace and to adore and to worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, accept him as our Lord and Savior, then that's it. Okay. Everything else that happens, whether we are suffering, whether we're dying, all those things are secondary to that. So I guess when things go south, I'm okay with it. When they go great, I'm okay with it. I also, you know, it goes in both directions. I don't get super, super excited when things are wonderful. Okay. That's just who I am. But I have to remind myself and be reminded by my producers and sometimes even by you, the listeners, that maybe, you know, when there is good news, I need to report on that. And that's what we're going to do today. Okay. If you're new to the show, you're new, wherever you're listening or watching or whatever, make sure to subscribe. This is so very important. Another note. And it's funny because I never used to say that. Oh, please subscribe and smash that bell or whatever it is. I know a lot of people say that. I didn't realize how important that was until I started noticing that that the subscriptions go up crazy, right? Crazy how that works. If you ask people to do something, they'll do it. So I have decided to start asking people to the best place where you can find me, other than, of course, my primary website, which is AmericaFirstReport.com, the best place to stay in touch if cancel culture hits, and I should probably say when cancel culture hits, you should be subscribed to my newsletter. It's a daily newsletter, once a day. jdrucker.substack.com. jdrucker.substack.com. I will not spam you. I won't sell your email information. I won't hit you up with 15 emails throughout the day. I try to consolidate it to the one story of the day that seems to make the most sense to get broadcast out there. Sometimes it's not the biggest, by the way. I want to be clear about that. You know, people say, oh, I thought you were going to send me the biggest story of the day. Look, if I'm not breaking a story and it's a huge story, why would I send out a newsletter 3 hours after whatever, after Pelosi lands in Taiwan? Okay, yeah, that was a big story. I didn't send out a newsletter about it because everybody already knew about it by the time I got around to it. Sometimes I will break big stories. But the key here is that this newsletter is designed to alert people of the information they need to know. And a lot of times it's information that corporate media and even many conservative and alternative media aren't reporting on, at least at that stage. Anyway, so that's my little pitch to stay in touch, because again, cancel culture is going to hit us. It has hit us on multiple occasions. There's a reason why you may have noticed they didn't mention YouTube. We do have a YouTube channel. I do post the occasional snippet from these shows there just to tell people to go to Rumble, Brighteon, BitChute, or wherever else. But it is what it is. So today's show, 7 signs that the people are waking up. That's not just you guys, our listeners. You guys are probably, chances are, you're already awake. But other people are starting to wake up to the realities of this world, realities of the threats that we're facing. And I also want to use this show because I'm not just here to say, oh, yay, hooray, you know, awesome stuff. I don't like to do that. So I want to share specific reasons, because I think that if we continue to share these reasons, if we as a people, as patriots, as we the people, America First patriots, if we go out there and we push the knowledge of these things that are happening, maybe we can get others to start. Maybe we can keep this trend going. Maybe we can see if people around us, maybe people who may have been reluctant in the past, maybe we can wake them up. Maybe they can start seeing the truth as well and stop getting their news from CNN or Fox News or wherever, which you shouldn't do. I know people say, oh, Fox News is conservative. No, it's not. Okay. Tucker's good. I like Tucker. But outside of Tucker, it's pretty much just a crap show. Okay. It's rhino establishment shills. They hate Trump. They hate DeSantis. They hate anybody but Pence and Chris Christie and all those people. It's no, they're not conservative. Anyway. So let's get started. Number one, and this is one that is, it's funny because it's, we'll start off with one that I was wrong about. I was wrong when Roe v. Wade was in the process of getting overturned. And then when it finally did happen, I said, folks, this is going to get worse than 2020. Okay. This summer of rage that we're about to see is going to make George Floyd seem bad, or seem like not a big deal. I should say it was bad, but the whole George Floyd summer of rage, I thought the abortion summer of rage would be far worse. I thought there'd be much more violence, many more protests. I had listed all these reasons and I was wrong. Hey, when I'm wrong, I say I'm wrong. Nobody puts baby in the corner. So yeah, I was wrong. It didn't materialize. And the reason that it didn't materialize, the reason that these radical pro-baby murder advocates weren't able to get the groundswell is because the people didn't support it. That's the part that I didn't see. You know, I made the ultimate fallacy. I made the huge mistake of listening to what the polls were saying. The polls were saying at the time that this was an extraordinarily unpopular decision by the Supreme Court, and that the vast majority of Americans wanted Roe v. Wade to remain. And that may be true, okay, but there was no passion behind it. The radical activists are such a tiny minority that there are people that are like, oh man, okay, Roe v. Wade got overturned, that sucks, okay, so let's move on, you know. And what I didn't realize, what I didn't take into consideration, is how few people are actually affected by this. Okay, there really are very few people in the United States who are affected by this. Now, for those who are affected, then, you know, it's obviously important to them. But we're talking about a very tiny percentage. We're talking about, you know, as far as the number of abortions that will actually be stopped as a result of this. Where the real fight for abortion, by the way, just to be clear, where the real fight against abortion comes into play is obviously at the state level now. You know, this is something where If you live in a red state, you need to be pushing your legislatures to not go weak. Okay. Don't bow down. Don't get canceled, or don't worry about getting canceled. Don't fall for the woke pressure. Do the right thing. If you're a Republican, if you're a conservative in particular, if you're an America First Patriot, if you're a Christian, then, and technically speaking, if you're religious in almost any way, because all the major religions oppose abortion, yeah, if you are who you say you are in a red state as a legislator, then you should be able to come up with some pretty darn aggressive anti-abortion laws. And this is where we come in. This is where we have to push. Okay. We being we the people, the patriots, the America First crowd, we have to make sure that they don't go weak. They being the oftentimes feckless GOP, especially in the state legislatures, as well as governors, by the way, too. It's not just the legislators, the governors have to sign it as well. So we've got to make that push. But it's back to the good news. It's not a thing. Corporate media pushed it hard. They were pushing it nonstop. Okay. You would think that COVID and Ukraine never happened with as much coverage as they were giving to the anti-abortion, the anti-life, the anti-baby activists. They were giving them all sorts of attention. They weren't giving any attention to the anti-abortion people, the pro-life people. They weren't giving any attention to the dozens of pro-life organizations, groups, political organizations, faith-based groups, churches that were vandalized, sometimes torched, okay? Threats made, death threats in many cases. Yeah, I mean, there was a little bit of attention paid to the Supreme Court justices getting threatened. And of course, there was that guy that was going to go kill three of them, and they caught outside of a Kavanaugh's house. That got a little bit of attention too. But for the most part, they were just trying to push the idea that, oh my gosh, Americans are outraged, okay? You Americans, if you're listening to this on CNN, you are outraged by abortion. I'm telling you, you're outraged. Whether you know it or not, you are outraged. The people are like, okay, no, we're not. Okay. Whatever your feeling is on abortion, it's not so much your feeling on abortion. Whatever your feeling is about Roe v. Wade in particular, and about the right to murder preborn babies, it's not a deciding factor. You're worried about gas prices. You're worried about food prices. You're worried about the things that are actually worrisome in your life. And abortion is just not high on the list. So they weren't able to manufacture the outrage. I was wrong. I thought they were going to be able to deceive the people enough to get them out of the streets, to get cities burning, looting, all this other stuff, the way that we saw in 2020 during the Summer of Love was it Washington? No, it was Oregon governor. I forgot her name. The weirdo with glasses. I forgot her name. Anyway, it just didn't materialize. So be it. Awesome. Good news. Great news. Rejoice. They couldn't make abortion a thing. You know, stop trying to make abortion happen. It's not going to happen. At least the outrage. So number two. Oh, and before we get to number two, I just want to do a quick shout out to my good sponsor. They're having a conference this month, later this month, the MyPillow folks, Mike Lindell and his team. And so I wanted to do a shout out to them and to tell you, go to MyPillow.com, use promo code JDR, buy something. Okay, you already have a MyPillow, fine, get something else. Okay, they need it. Okay, I know you're hurting, I'm hurting, a lot of us are hurting. But if you can find something over at MyPillow.com and use promo code JDR, you're going to be helping them out greatly. And I'll tell you, just like so many other companies out there, like so many individuals, they are struggling. They won't come out and say it, okay? They won't. I've asked them, they won't admit it. But I can tell, I see, at least on my end, I see sales. I talk to other people who have MyPillow sponsors. I listen to hear about their sales. Sales are going down, so we need to get those back up. If you can, if you need your dog bed, if you need your robe, if you need a new bed, period. They sell mattresses and stuff too. It's not just pillows. They sell the big stuff. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code JDR. So number two reason that I think that the people are starting to wake up. We finally, after Tuesday's primary in Arizona, and multiple primaries, but Tuesday's primary, we finally, on Thursday, we learned that Carrie Lake did indeed win. Now we called it early Wednesday morning. Okay. Once she took the lead, and knowing the way that the ballots were situated, knowing that it was going to be mostly in-person ballots that were going to be counted at that stage, we knew. Okay. We called it way early over at thelibertydaily.com. But it took Decision Desk and then AP and all the others. Took them 2 days to finally come to the conclusion that, yeah, okay, fine. Carrie Lake won. Carrie Lake beat Karen Taylor Robeson. They really wanted the Mike Pence candidate to be the Donald Trump candidate, but it just didn't happen. Didn't happen. Praise God. Praise the Lord for that. Okay. And if you're, you know, look, if you're a Karen Taylor Robeson fan, I get it. I mean, it's fine. I'm probably pissing you off right now, but I was a Carrie Lake fan. She's going to be coming back on the show here soon. I actually should probably check my email to see if that's going to be today or tomorrow or when it's going to be, but she is going to be coming back on the show soon. She's already been on twice. I spent, gosh, 2.5 hours with her so far. So we'll try to squeeze another hour of Carrie Lake and see what's going to happen with her and Katie Hobbs. But here's the takeaway, the good news is that despite massive widespread voter fraud, and I'll go ahead and say it, okay, there was massive widespread voter fraud that took place during the Arizona primary. You might say, well, how do you possibly know that? There's no evidence, no proof, yada, yada, yada. Look, the day before, okay, the polls the day before, and I'm not a big fan of polls, I'll admit it. The polls aren't that wrong, folks. They're not that wrong. They just aren't. They might be off by 2, 3, 5, 10 points. But there were some polls that were showing Carrie Lake was going to lead, win by massive double digits. How could she possibly win every single county and yet still only have, what, 2-3% advantage? Now, it might turn into the 4-5%, but I don't think it's going to turn into 10-12%. Okay, and if it does, I'll come on here and say, hey, just like with the whole summer of rage over abortion, I was wrong about that. Well, I was wrong about voter fraud in Arizona as well. It was legit. She ended up performing just like the polls said. So me saying that there was voter fraud, I was wrong. But either way, so whether you agree with the voter fraud concept or not, just one more piece of anecdotal, or I guess you could say circumstantial evidence regarding why I think this is the case. In-person balloting, she got like 70% of the vote. Okay. Carrie Lake got 70% of the vote. How is it that mail-in balloting, which is much easier to manipulate, obviously, much easier to cheat on, how's that? How did Karen Taylor Robeson get such a strong majority there? That doesn't make sense. Now, you can argue that, oh, but Democrats are more likely to vote by mail than Republicans. And I could argue that that's actually a false statement, that in reality, that Democrats cheat through mail and whatever. We're not going to get into accusations like that yet. But you can't say that a Republican, okay, so a Karen Taylor Robeson supporting Republicans more likely to mail in their ballots. What? What does that mean? Are they weird Republicans? Is it just the GOP establishment? They promote this, promote mail-in balloting? I don't know. Okay. I think that it's more likely cheating. But again, I don't have the proof, so I'm not going to hound on that one. What I will hound on is the fact that she won. Blake Masters won. Abe, I always pronounce his name wrong. Abe Habada, Habaday. Abe, I'm sorry. And he's actually, I have to apologize because he's actually over at freedomfirst.tv. He was at one of our summits. And I've heard him speak. I forgot to memorize his name. Freedomfirst.tv, by the way, is where you can go and sign up. Use promo code JDR. Again, sign up and get your 25% off subscription to some awesome programming. My show is going to go, or parts of my show will go premium over there at some point in the near future. We'll talk about that later. Anyway, point is that we had some massive America First wins. Trump swept. Trump bet candidates swept. I know I've downplayed his endorsements in the past. I'll downplay him again this time. They swept because they were awesome, and he picked the right candidates this time, at least in Arizona. So that's what happened. And America First stepped up. Stepped up in Arizona. Okay, didn't step up in Washington. I wish Joe Kent would have won. That would have made for a much stronger day, but he didn't. So be it. After the break, we'll get to World War II. So we've got five more to go, five more reasons that we should have hope that the American people are finally starting to wake up to all the crazy stuff that's happening out there. So stay tuned.
Do you trust the Biden regime to stop our economy from collapsing?
I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize true international effort to pressure.
Neither do we. Which is why we highly recommend OurGoldGuy.com. IRA will help you purchase physical precious metals to preserve your wealth or retirement. Visit OurGoldGuy.com today. The current food crisis is only going to get worse. Now is the time to secure long-term food you can store at home so you'll never stand in the government's breadlines. visit jdrucker.com/food. That's jdrucker.com/food.
Before I get to the next item on the list, this list of seven reasons that we should be hopeful, seven signs that people are finally starting to wake up. Oh, I should probably turn the fan off. I turn the fan on in between just to, you know, because I don't like to sweat on the air, right? And who wants to sweat on air? So I have this fan that I turn off. I forgot to turn it off. Apologies for that background noise. So before I get to the seven reasons to have hope for what's happening, you know, seven signs that the people are waking up and ways that we can promote this trend, how we can keep this trend going. I do want to take a note from the sponsor just now. You know, we are starting to see, and I know that I do the sponsor, the gold, ourgoldguy.com. I wanted to make people aware that we actually have, technically speaking, two gold sponsors. And the reason we have this is because, you know, Our Gold Guy, they're awesome when it comes to getting physical precious metals to out to the people and physically, you know, discreet package, deliver it to your door, take it, put it in your safe, and keep that because you're going to need it. Chances are very strong you're going to need it. We also have another gold sponsor. You can find both of our gold sponsors, by the way. Easiest way to go, just go to jdrucker.com/gold. Okay, jdrucker.com/gold. And it's got them both listed there. The other one does specialize in IRAs. And right now, retirements, since so many people have retirements locked up in stock markets or various markets out there that are concerning in our current economic stage, it does make sense. It behooves you to try to move it over with no penalties, no losses or anything like that. There are ways that you can do that. Just go to jdrucker.com/goldco. Or, of course, you can find both options at jdrucker.com/gold. These are America First companies. These are companies that I have vetted out. As far as they do donate to Democrats, they do not, none of the money that you give them is going to be sent to the Chinese Communist Party or proxies of the Chinese Communist Party. And you'd be shocked. I did an entire video a couple days ago about how, in my due diligence of these various precious metals companies, I found a shocking number. Most of them are either their executives are out there donating to Democrats, and yes, it's public record, or they are out there, their companies themselves are affiliated with companies that work directly with the Chinese Communist Party. We're talking about Chinese companies, okay? I didn't even think that was going to be legal, but apparently, talking to one of our gold guys, that's, you know, it's there's such little regulations. This is why you got to be careful, okay? When it comes to purchasing precious metals, whether IRAs, bullion, whatever, go to jdrucker.com/gold, and those guys will take care of you. So number three, as far as the seven signs, people are starting to wake up. Number three, and this is a good, for the first time in a long time, I'm going to give you some good economic news. The economy adds more jobs than expected, over 500,000. Now, I want to do a quick note here. So I know that a lot of people, and I saw this on Twitter, you know, a lot of people are out there on the various blogs, conservative blogs, are like, oh, you know what, this is bad. It's not really good news. Stop treating it like this good news. And, you know, I can just smell the partisanship in it. Here's my stance on it. I get it. You know, we want this big, huge red wave in November. You know, we don't want any good news for Biden, any good news for Democrats. I look at this as good news for America. This is good news for employees. This is good news for businesses. And we desperately need that good news right now because things have been looking bad. Okay, Walmart's laying off people. There was a list. I didn't get to read the list yet, but there's a list of like 11 major corporations that are in the process of laying off people. I am not going to be discouraged or annoyed that, oh, you know, the Democrats are going to benefit from news because a greater than expected number of jobs were created in July. No, folks, that's good news, period. I don't care what you know, if you want to play partisan politics, do that somewhere else. Okay, I get it. I want the red wave. Don't get me wrong, not rooting for Biden or Pelosi or anybody, but I am rooting for America. And when I know that more Americans are going to be working than we expected to be working, more businesses are going to be currently hiring people, that to me that's American exceptionalism starting to rise up. And that to me is also, by the way, not a sign that it's the Biden regime doing anything spectacular to create these jobs, even though, of course, they'll take credit for it, or the Democrats and on Capitol Hill, they're not doing anything to create these jobs. This is you. This is the American people that are doing this. And for that's a good sign. the people are waking up. They know they can't just rely on their representatives, whether it's Republican or Democrat. They can't rely on people in D.C. or their state capitals to fix things for them, to help them grow their businesses, to go get them a job. They're going to have to rely on themselves. You are going to have to rely on yourself to fix your own financial situation. That's why I'm when I see this, it is a good sign, because it is the people that are manufacturing this. It is the business owners that are doing this, not government, not the Fed, not interest rate hikes, interest rate drops, not the price of the stock market or gold or anything like that. It is you. You create jobs if you are a business owner. You are the beneficiary of these created jobs. If you just got a job, congratulations. God bless you if you did. So yes, I do consider this a good sign. So
you say, oh my gosh, he's helping the Democrats.
No, I call it like I see it, folks. Speaking of the economy, number four. So then this, here's another reason, just to play off number three. Here's another reason why we don't need to. The Democrats do enough bad already to the economy. They do. They do enough bad to where 1 month of good job growth is not going to be like, oh my gosh, these are economic geniuses. These are fiscal giants. Nobody's going to think that. And this latest story shows that. There's a poll. Let me pull it up, actually. Poll, 38% of Democrats accept the truth about the party's economic plan. That's the easiest way to put it. Story came from bigleaguepolitics.com. Their title, that was my title, by the way, their title is, a poll, nearly 40% of Democrat voters said Democrats have destroyed the economy. Oh, wow. You know, people, again, like I said, people are starting to wake up. 38% of Democrats, okay, over 60% of the total population, but 38% of Democrats, over a third, over one out of three Democrats, you ask them, is your party making the economy go bad? And they're like, yep, it's happening. They're screwing it all up. Okay, so this was Rasmussen, which again is, you know, ever so slightly right-leaning, if there is any out there that are right-leaning. This one is one of them, but also arguably the most accurate. According to a new poll that Rasmussen released, a majority of voters agree that Democrats have run the economy straight, quote, straight into the ground. So it's not like a poll. Are the economies doing poorly, or are the Democrats doing poorly? This was the quote from the actual poll. Straight into the ground. Close to 40% of Democrat voters agree with the sentiment. According to the poll, 85% of Republicans at least somewhat agree with Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell's statement that Democrats inherited an economy that was primed for an historic comeback and promptly ran it straight into the ground. 57% of independent voters agree with the statement, in addition to 38% of Democrats. 23% of those Democrats surveyed strongly agree with the concept. So, folks, yeah, people are waking up. People aren't stupid. Okay, you might know people that are stupid. I know I do. But the general population of the United States of America is no longer as stupid as it used to be. Okay, we used to be dummies. There was a time when I didn't even care about politics. I wouldn't say that I was stupid per se, but I did not put enough emphasis into the political side of things. Yeah, I was running a business, and that's what I focused on. I focused on supporting my family, supporting other people's families. That was my history.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Our Goal Guy, your trusted partner in securing your financial future. Now, let's delve into a topic that's on everyone's minds, the Biden regime and the globalist's relentless assault on your financial freedom. In these uncertain times filled with orchestrated chaos and manufactured crisis, it's crucial to safeguard your wealth against the whims of those in power. That's where precious metals come in. Gold and silver have long been revered as the ultimate hedge against economic turmoil, but make no mistake, those pulling the strings don't want you to own them. That's why it's more important than ever for patriotic Americans to take control of their financial destiny. Enter Our Gold Guy. With decades of experience in the precious metals market, Our Gold Guy is your beacon of hope in a sea of uncertainty. No telemarketers, no sales reps, just personalized consultations tailored to your unique financial situation. Whether you're considering rolling over your IRA or discreetly acquiring physical gold and silver coins, Ira, who happens to be Our Gold Guy, will guide you every step of the way. And here's the best part. Mention the show for a complimentary consultation. Don't let the Biden regime and globalists dictate your financial future. Take the first step towards true financial independence today. Visit OurGoldGuy.com and fill out the form to schedule your consultation with Ira. Again, that's OurGoldGuy.com. Your wealth is worth protecting.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. And it wasn't until 2017 that I really started getting into this. And I would say, technically speaking, I'm probably smarter because I'm more well-read. I don't watch Netflix anymore. I don't watch the NFL. I don't watch anything. I dive into the news as soon as I wake up. You know, spend a little bit of time with my family. Spend a little bit of prayer. And then dive back into the news. Okay? Eat, sleep. Start over, right? Rinse, repeat. So, I'm not saying that anybody should do that. It's very unhealthy, by the way, just to tell you. You shouldn't spend as much time as I do reading into this stuff. But the bottom line is people aren't stupid. They do realize that, okay, well, Democrats, they have control of the House of Representatives. Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, and Democrats, well, they have control of the Senate. You got Chuck Schumer over there. Okay, so he's the Senate Majority Leader. And well, you got whoever's controlling Joe Biden as the president of the United States. His handlers are running the country from the executive perspective. So, you look in my state, like my state here is California. I got Gavin Newsom and a supermajority in the state legislature. And most cities are run by Democrat mayors. And if I put 2 + 2 + 2 + 2, yeah, that is still 8. 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 = 8. People can figure that out. They can figure out that it is the Democrats that are causing the massive economic problems that we're having. Now, that doesn't just bode well for Republicans as far as election time. That also, again, goes back to my point that I just made. The point that we do need to take into our own hands. We can't just rely on anybody. When the Republicans, assuming that the Republican, there is a red wave, the Republicans take control of the House, the Senate, or both, that's not going to be like, okay, you know, flip the switch. Economy's better. You still got a Democrat, whether it's Biden or Kamala Harris or whoever, you're still going to have a Democrat in the Oval Office. So you're not going to be able to get a whole ton of legislation that's going to jumpstart the economy going. All you can do for the next 2 years, unless we are able to, of course, prove and demonstrate widespread massive voter fraud during the 2020 election, put Donald Trump rightfully back into the Oval Office. But that's a whole other discussion for another day. You know, unless that happens, the best case scenario with a red wave is that, you know, that basically we can stop the bleeding. We can prevent these, you know, such as this massive push for the Inflation Act. it is a raise inflation act that they apparently are putting together between Chuck Schumer, Joe Manchin, and now Kyrsten Sinema has signed off on it. So they're expected to vote tomorrow. Anyway, point is that you got to take it into your own hands, folks. Focus on your own financial security. And the reason, that's not about being selfish. This is for the betterment of America. You know, the difference between collectivists and individualists, okay? Individualists, we look at things and we say, okay, so we can do the best for our nation, best for the collective by doing what's best for us. Whereas, you know, collectivists think, oh, you know, everybody's got to, you got to do what's only best for the collective, even if that means everybody's sacrificing. How does that make any sense? How does the concept of, you know, you will owe nothing, and you will be happy, why does that not ring alarm bells in 100% of the people in the United States of America? Apparently, it's only ringing alarm bells in about 20%, because half of them, it doesn't ring alarm bells at all. The other half, you know, only about 40% of them are paying attention, which is why you only see 20% of Americans paying attention to the concept of the Great Reset, paying attention to the notion that in some very near future iteration, we could be in bread lines, and those bread lines could eventually turn into cricket lines because they want us to eat bugs. Why are so few people aware of this? Technically speaking, the number is going up, which is why, again, today we're hopeful. I started getting negative there for a second. But the reality is 20% is actually a lot more than it was last year, and it's just going up and up and up. Back to what I was saying earlier as far as what we need to do. Everything that I'm telling you, all this news, share it, spread it, tell people about it. Share this video. Share this audio, share, you know, subscribe and all that good stuff. We can keep the momentum going, this positive streak that we seem to be having lately, if we make the people aware. Now, there's going to be outside forces that are going to try to reverse that. Maybe they'll win, maybe they won't, but I guarantee you this. If we do, just say, okay, you know, we're winning. It's good, good to go. Everything's going back to normal. If we take that stance, then they are going to win. They being the powers that be, the globalist elites. As I've always noted, I am a Christian. I do believe that if we are in the end times, then there's nothing we can do to stop it, but we still keep fighting. Okay. We still keep fighting for the, you know, fighting the good fight, fighting for the truth. You know, because that's what we're supposed to do. But if we're not in the end times, if this is just an echo or a shade, you know, shadow of things to come in the future, whether that's a decade, a century, or whatever, you know, we don't know when the end times are. If you, I do believe we probably are in it, but just in case we're not, that means that to me says, hey, we got a chance to correct this. We can fix things. We can make it better. We can bring America back. We can make America great again. Proud to be okay. Anyway, number what are we on? Five? I didn't put a numbered list, and I gotta count from the top. Number five. And this is gonna be pretty controversial. But I titled it "As People Wake Up to the Zelensky Con, We're Seeing Fewer Ukrainian Flags." I know. I can already see people going to jdrucker.com/talk and sending me hate mail, which, by the way, if you ever want to reach out to me, go to jdrucker.com/talk. Tell me where you heard me and ask a question. Give me some feedback. Tell me you love me. Tell me you hate me. Tell me you don't care about me. Tell me that you subscribe. Tell me that you sent me a bunch of money and I should be expecting a big, huge, fat check so that I can expand the show. Tell me something at jdrucker.com/talk. Anyway, so yeah, Zelensky. I mean, let's face it, he's revealed himself to be exactly what I said he was from the beginning. Now, just as I said before, okay, I noted earlier, for those who weren't listening, I noted earlier that if, you know, when it came to my perspectives on abortion, on how the summer of rage that I was anticipating from the abortion, from the overturning of Roe v. Wade, I was wrong. And I'll always admit when I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, I will say I'm wrong. A lot of times I hope that I am wrong, okay? But in this one, with Zelensky, I was absolutely right. I said from the very beginning, I said, folks, number one, Zelensky is a con man. Zelensky is the most corrupt guy in the most corrupt government in the world. I think I used those exact words, okay? He is not this freedom fighter. He is not this guy that's going to do what's best for America. I had watched his speeches before, you know, the Russian invasion. I had watched his and listened to his speech at the World Economic Forum, during which time he basically expressed pure globalism, pure neo-Marxism, okay, pure adherence to climate change hysteria, pure adherence to establishing a new world order, a liberal world order. This is what he was talking about before the invasion. And you think that, oh, he got invaded, so now all of a sudden he's going to be Mr. Pro-Democracy. He's gotten rid of every anti-Zelensky political party out there. The pro-Russia political party, they're gone. He's outlawed it. His political opposition got rid of them. Political opposition, or those who were going against him within his own administration, got rid of them. High-ranking people very recently. And I have it in front of me, but I don't remember their names. And I couldn't pronounce them even if I could remember them. But you get the idea. This guy's not a good guy. And so every day, every week, all constantly, he's asking for what? More money. Now, is that money being used for the people? Is this helping from a humanitarian perspective? Not according to the people. They're complaining. They are literally out there asking, where's the money? You're getting sent billions of dollars from the United States and other nations. Where's the money? They want to know. Point being is that people are starting to wake up to this. You guys are starting to wake up to this, and we're seeing fewer and fewer people putting. I actually saw my neighbor take down their Ukrainian flag and replace it back with the American flag that had been there before and that should have been there all along. People are waking up to the con of Volodymyr Zelensky. After the break, we've got two more, so stay tuned.
Mike Lindell needs your support. Get the maximum possible discount at MyPillow.com by using promo code JDR or calling 1-800-862-0382. That's promo code JDR or call 1-800-862-0382. 562-0382. Have you taken the jab? Could you have been exposed to those who have been jabbed and maybe shedding on you? Dr. Zev Zelenko's ZDTOX formula makes your immune system clean, resilient, and resistant. Visit zstacklife.com/freedom. That's zstacklife.com/freedom.
You know, these last two items on my list of seven reasons that we should be hopeful, seven signs that the people are starting to wake up, is one that probably has no, you know, I generally pick my stories that I want to cover based upon whether or not there's going to be anything that comes out of them. I'm not a big fan of symbolic wins, so to speak. But this one, you know what, it's worth it, all right? Apparently in California, there's a California county that considering seceding from the woke state. This is San Bernardino County, as I recall. Let me pull up the story. Should have had that up ahead of time, yes. California County agrees to add ballot measure, it's from The Blaze, considering secession from liberal state up to and including secession. So, wow, great stuff. From The Blaze says, voters from one of California's most populous counties will have the opportunity this November to vote on whether their county should consider seceding from California. What are the details? San Bernardino County Board of Supervisors voted 4-0 on Wednesday to include the secession measure on the November ballot, the AP reported. Importantly, the measure does not directly ask voters whether San Bernardino County should secede from California, but whether county officials should consider secession as a means for the county to obtain what officials believe are the state and federal resources it deserves. Okay? I mean, it's a start. You know, I have actually been a quiet proponent. I don't think I've ever mentioned it, but I've been a quiet proponent of splitting California up. Okay. I'm here in Southern California. Northern California is very, very different. This should be two states. We're just too big. It's one of the challenges obviously the biggest challenge for the state is the fact that it's been run by Democrats or the occasional rhino for decades. And those Democrats have run the state into the ground. Legislatively, the executive branch has been just a debacle. Anybody who's familiar with the whole bullet train concept, high-speed rail, ooh, talk about a waste of money. And they're just bad at it, okay? But that's the main reason. But there is a secondary reason. I don't know if anybody, Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, whatever, independents, I don't know if anybody who could properly manage a state of this size. We're talking about a state with the economy, at least before all this craziness with COVID and pandemics and wars and all this stuff, before all that started happening, California's economy was the fifth largest in the world. Fifth largest in the world. In other words, California had a higher GDP than the vast majority of entire nations. Okay? So, yeah, that's a big deal. And why should one governor and one state legislature control that, try to manage that? It's not manageable, okay? And you can say, well, but Texas, New York, they're big too. That's true, okay? Florida, Illinois, these are all big states. Do we want to split them up? No, we don't. California's different. California is easily split upable, okay? North and South. You got North California, California. Okay, they both have major cities. It's not like there's going to be a great partition as far as population or anything like that, you know, where one side is much bigger than the other. You just have two states. And again, I both states would still probably be blue states, to be clear. It's not like, you know, full-blown secession from California in a way that would allow them to be.
Folks, listen up. I've got something crucial to share with you today. In this uncertain world, you need to be prepared for anything, especially when it comes to your health. That's where The Wellness Company comes in, offering you peace of mind in a box with their medical emergency kit. Picture this. You're faced with a medical emergency and you need quick, effective treatment. The Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is like having a strategic arsenal of life-saving medications right at your fingertips. From proven treatments like ivermectin to generic Z-Pax and amoxicillin, this kit has got you covered. But that's not all. Every kit comes with a medical emergency guidebook, ensuring you have the knowledge to use these medications safely and effectively. It's like having a medical professional right there with you when you need it most. And here's the kicker. Use code FFN to get 10% off your medical emergency kit at twc.health/FFN. That's right, folks. 10% off, peace of mind in a box. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your medical emergency kit today and be ready for whatever comes your way. Stay safe, stay prepared with the Wellness Company. Again, use code FFN to get 10% off your medical emergency kit at twc.health/FFN.
Allow the two states to be one red, one blue, they'll still both be blue. Okay. You still got San Francisco and Sacramento and San Jose up north. You still got Los Angeles and San Diego down south. So it's still going to be two blue states, but at least in that case, you know, there is an easier path to manage them. Now, people will argue, especially Republicans, well, that'll mean that there will be two additional Democrat senators. I agree. And that's why, you know, I've never mentioned it out loud. Okay. Because, yeah, it's not something where it's like, oh my gosh, we've got to fight for this cause. Number one, I don't think it'll happen. Number two, it's not that big of a deal. It's very, very low on the totem pole, but it's interesting. And this is a sign that people are starting to wake up when you have not just the county board of supervisors of San Bernardino County, which is a very large county, by the way, very hot county. You just have not just the board of supervisors, you also have the people that are very annoyed by the state government. Okay, people are starting to speak out. You know, I've been in through Orange County. I've lived times in Los Angeles County. Okay, I lived in East Hollywood for 3 months. That was rough. I actually lived in Adam Schiff's district. So anybody who says, you know, Adam Schiff is bad, trust me, I know he's bad. He's as bad as it gets. You know, but I have seen, you know, lukewarm conservatives. I've seen a whole lot of leftism out here. But we're starting to see some awakening. People are starting to realize, even out here in California, they're starting to realize that maybe, just maybe, this whole globalist, radical, climate change, get rid of all the plastic straws agenda, this whole, oh, you know, let all the criminals out and let them go be criminals even more. Maybe these things aren't such good ideas. Maybe, just maybe, the cost of living out here is far too high to compensate for the beautiful weather that we get. Who knows? Yeah, I'm not expecting California to be a red state anytime soon. Number seven, the last one, and this is the fun one. Okay, this is one where I didn't actually get a chance to read the article over at Red State, so I'm going to read parts of it here now. But the headline was enough, and the concept was enough. The concept is rejecting wokeness, how, you know, Warner Brothers killed Batgirl. Okay, I didn't even know there was going to be a Batgirl. Then again, I haven't been paying attention to Hollywood for a long time, but apparently there was going to be a Batgirl from Warner Brothers, and they killed it. $90 million later, they consider it to be a better financial decision to use it as a tax write-off than to actually take it and put it into theaters or on HBO Plus or anything like that. According to the article from Red State, the Batgirl movie was done. It was pretty much ready for release, yet Warner Brothers has decided that despite the money and the all-star cast, it won't see the light of day. Why? We can probably guess, but does that mean we've reached a cultural turning point? Is the age of woke movies coming to an end? I sure hope so. We've talked about this during an episode of Red State Live, but I'd like to discuss the clues, yada, yada, yada. We're not going to read any further. The idea, you know, you got all the information you need. They cut the art, or they cut the movie. They're not going to release it. It's pretty much already done. Now you could say, oh, but it wasn't completely done. COVID cut it off. And yes, I know there's going to be those excuses because they don't want to come out and say, hey, we've kind of seen what's been happening with woke movies. We kind of made this one woke because at the time it was okay to make things woke. But now we're seeing what's happening with Disney. We're seeing what's happening with all these other, you know, when Marvel went woke, we're seeing what's happening when Disney, you know, the various movies they're putting out. Who was one? There's one that came out recently. Buzz Lightyear. Yeah. You know, Pixar, you've seen everybody's going, the companies that are going woke in Hollywood are not doing as well as the companies that are not. They see what Tom Cruise and Top Gun Maverick has done. That's been awesome. Okay. And if you haven't seen the movie, go see it. It's the only thing I've seen from Hollywood in a long, long time. And I'm glad that I did. I'm glad that I listened to those who said, hey, you're going to like this. So I did. And I did. I loved it. I thought it was fantastic. So yeah, Batgirl dead. not Batgirl herself, but the movie Batgirl is dead. So maybe we are having an awakening moment. Speaking of awakening, I do want to alert people to something. I don't have it in front of me. Oh, well, you know, we have a new sponsor that, and you can get to that sponsor by going to jdrucker.com/meds, jdrucker.com/meds. As we go into this crazy world, you know, this crazy future where things do seem to be, you know, we're talking about good news today, but things, bad news could pop up at any moment. Supply chain issues, economic collapse, societal collapse. You want to have antibiotics. You want to have them stored away. And it's hard to get because you need a prescription. Well, if you go to jdrucker.com/meds, you can actually use the telehealth system that will allow you to get a case of meds. Okay. You get a nice little case. It's about this big. You know, for those listening to audio, just picture, well, I don't know what to picture, about 8 inches, maybe 8 inches by 4 inches by 2 inches, 3 inches, whatever. It's a case. And it's got like these 5 bottles with antibiotics, various antibiotics in them. Store them away. Be ready just in case there is a major supply chain crunch. Best practice, go to jdrucker.com/meds. So there's a story that I wasn't going to run separately, but I'm going to go ahead and run it simply because it's just too funny. And in many ways, it's too sad. I got an email the other day from, you know what? We don't have enough time. I want to give this. I got an email from Mike Pence. Okay. And I got to tell you a little bit about it. I'm going to tease this one. So you'll hear about this in the next show because I don't have enough time to talk about it today. An email from Mike Pence. It didn't come from Mike Pence directly. No, he doesn't have my email address. And no, I wouldn't give it to him if he asked. But one of his PACs or whatever that he's a chair for, they sent an email basically saying, send us money or you will lose your status as a Republican. What the hell? I literally said those words out loud. And I don't curse very often. That's about as cursy as you'll ever hear me. I said, what the hell? So I read the email. And it's, of course, it's a fundraiser, you know, but donate money and you get to remain a Republican. But I thought to myself, my gosh, what a perfect, perfect microcosm of what's happening today. What's happening in the world as far as the Republican Party and the uniparty swamp taking over or trying to take over the GOP. Now, of course, we got good news in Arizona that shows that their efforts are failing miserably, but they're still going to keep trying. And they want you to pay them to be allowed to support them. Mike Pence, whatever, you know, I will admit I used to be a fan. Well, but that was before he was vice president. I lost my love for Mike Pence when he backtracked so rapidly and so eagerly. You know, when he was governor of Indiana on his bathroom law that he was so proud of. And then within a week, he's like, you know, that's when I was like, oh my gosh, this guy's a fake. This guy's a loser. He's a pretend conservative. He's not really going to fight for anybody. And I was very disappointed when he was named as the vice presidential nominee with Donald Trump. I thought he could have picked out so many better people. And I'm sure that he will pick out a better person in 2024. So this last story, yeah, this is more of a warning. Yeah, warning is probably not the right word. This is more of a declaration. Okay. We've talked about good news. Yeah. There's some good signs. But we also have to understand that things aren't always going to be rosy. That things are, the globalist elites are extraordinarily powerful and they are going to try to tank Western society, tank Western economies, and tank the United States economy and society. They're in the process of doing that right now. For them to have the Great Reset, they need to have a reason to reset. And frankly, there's no reason, not with a proper capitalism. They can't engage and convince people to participate in neo-Marxism if capitalism is still working. So this is where pandemic panic theater came in. This is why we're having a war in Ukraine. This is why we expect there to be more pandemic panic theater in the very, very near future. One of the first things that's going to get hit, and this is where people are going to start panicking, is with the supply chain. We've already had supply chain issues for the last year and a half. They're going to get worse. They're going to get much, much worse. And so as a short mini plea to those of you who are subscribed to one of my Substacks, lateprepper.substack.com, if you are subscribed there, I'm going to give you guys a little tutorial later today regarding how to localize your supply chain. It is so very important. Okay, arguably, the most important thing that you can do. Okay, you can say, well, you know, you need to stock up on food and water and ammunition and meds. Makes sense. But how long can that last you? How much space do you have? How much money do you have to spend on that stuff? You know, what if you need other things? You can't, and I shouldn't say you can't. There are those who are completely self-sufficient, who have their little homestead in Montana that's fenced off, they've got their shotguns, they've got their AR-15s, they're ready for just about anything, okay? And if they have to hide away from society for 2 decades, they can do that. So I shouldn't say it's impossible, but for the rest of us, those of us who don't have the means to establish such a off-the-grid scenario, who are living in cities, suburbs, even out in the country, but with needs to participate in society, you know, if for the rest of us, we need to build our own local supply chain. And when I say we and build, I'm talking about we as in individuals, build as in actually go out and do it. Okay. This means going out there and talking to people, going to farmers markets, and don't just buy from local farmers markets. That's a good first step. But the next step is to talk to the people, talk to the local farmers. You know, and I know not everybody is very, you know, just as outgoing and willing to just start spark up conversations, but there's an easy way you can do that. Okay. You just go, you know, you're buying your locally grown broccoli or whatever. You're like, you know, hey, is this your farm? And they're like, oh yeah, you know, I work there, or, you know, it's my dad's farm or whatever. It's like, yeah, man, things are getting crazy out there. And then chances are, that's all you got to say, man, things are getting crazy out there. And that's the opening. They'll say something to the effect of, oh yeah, you know, it's getting crazy. You know, when they might start talking about how their own personal experience with getting crazy. That opening to the conversation allows you to then talk to them and hopefully get to the point where, you know what, if things go really south, I'd like to still be able to buy, you know, to come and pick up. Where's your farm? Oh, it's about 20 miles north. Great. You know, do you guys sell direct? Yes, we do. You know, here's our website. Here's our number. And if they just give you the website, say, could you give me your number just in case? Because we don't know if there's going to be like a major cyber attack and, you know, the internet goes down. I'd like to be able to reach you guys if we need to just come directly to you and buy food from you. And you'll find that people are willing to do that. And it's not just with food. It's with just about everything. It's time right now. Okay. It's time, folks, to wean yourself off of Amazon. Wean yourself off of Walmart. Okay, try to localize as much as you possibly can. There's many, many reasons to do this. But the two most important, number one, of course, if the supply chain breaks down, if society starts to collapse, you're going to want these connections. You're going to want to be able to go and, you know, talk to these people and grab and get a hold of the merchandise that you need. Okay, so that's number one. But number two, you want to support the people that are local to you. If government goes crazy, if there's martial law, if society breaks down, if anything like that happens, it is the people that you want to be strongest, financially speaking, are the people that are around you, the local businesses. We always say buy local. Well, in this case, buy hyper local. Get as much of it as you can. Not just buy USA, buy local stuff. So I'm going to be talking more about this, by the way, over at lateprepper.substack.com. We're going to do an exclusive podcast on this very topic. I'll say late this weekend, but either later today, most likely, or later this weekend. So be sure to subscribe over there. Lord willing, I will be back very soon with another episode. But in the meantime, y'all stay strong, stay safe, and God bless.
The current food crisis is only going to get worse. Now is the time to secure long-term food you can store at home so you'll never stand in the government's bread lines. Visit jdrucker.com/food. That's jdrucker.com/food. Mike Lindell needs your support. Get the maximum possible discount at mypillow.com by using promo code JDR or calling 1-800-862-0382. That's promo code JDR or call 1-800-862-0382.
In a digital age where freedom of speech is at stake, a new dawn is rising. Introducing Pickaxe, the social media platform that stands for constitutional free speech. In quarter one of 2024, Pickaxe will be your platform to voice your thoughts, opinions, and beliefs without fear of censorship. Unlike big tech, Pickaxe empowers you with algorithms that work for you, ensuring that your content reaches those who value your perspectives. And for the content creators who drive conversations, Pickaxe offers monetization opportunities that support your passion while you speak your truth. Join a community that opposes big tech censorship, cherishes the values of America, and celebrates the freedom to express ideas, regardless of their popularity. Navigate with ease, connect with like-minded individuals, and embrace a social media platform that's as unapologetically American as you are. Unleash your voice on Pickaxe, where free speech reigns. Join us quarter one of 2024 and be a part of a movement that's reshaping social media. Sign up today at pickaxe.com and claim your space on the platform where your voice truly matters. Again, go to pickaxe.com and sign up today.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.